BBC
Asian Network.
Before that, confusion over a maths question has led to thousands of GCSE students tweeting their frustrations. The equation in the EdExcel exam was on the probability of taking two orange sweets from a bag. Sounds simple. Well, students moaned and ranted on the social networking site, resulting in a petition to reduce the grade boundary. Asian Network's Priyanka Daladia has been finding out more, and no, she didn't attempt to solve the equation. See if you can.
I think there was a question about sweets, and you had to like talk about how like the probability of someone taking the amount of sweets, and then
15-year-old Nadia from the Midlands is trying to explain what appears to be a maths problem.
I mean, this girl took a certain amount of sweets. You had to work out how much she took or something.
Let's see if 16-year-old Pranav can explain.
The question started with Hannah taking a sweet or two sweets out of a bag. It then asked you to prove why the probability of Hannah eating those two sweets was 1/3, and then asked you to prove it via a quadratic equation, which was n squared minus n minus 90 equals 0.
It's a question that's left many GCSE students confused after it appeared in their paper yesterday.
Shocked, because, I don't know, it was like ridiculous.
That's how Nadia was left feeling after she sat her exam.
I felt really bad, like I have never felt so upset after an exam before.
She's not alone in this. Thousands of students were left feeling frustrated after what they believed was a particularly difficult paper.
I think for a lot of candidates sitting the exam, they felt that was one of the hardest questions on the paper. After that exam, after the difficulty, that a lot of people would feel the same way.
And students decided to express their frustrations in the best way possible. No, not by phoning a friend, but by taking to Twitter. Hashtag EdExcelMaths and Hannah's Sweet were a big talking point online. Nadia was one of the tweeters.
In real life, if you tell your parents or something, they'll be like, okay, fair enough, you've done this, but they'll tell you to kind of like move on. But on Twitter, it's where like you can vent out and you can tell people exactly how you feel, and they'll kind of understand where you're coming from because they've done the exam too.
It's led to an online petition calling for EdExcel to reduce their grade boundaries. Over 5,000 people have already supported it on change.org. EdExcel's owner Pearson said it aimed to test the full range of abilities.
I would quite enjoy a reset, to be honest, of a different paper entirely.
Although in Pranav's case, he thinks he got the mystery question right. But for many, the question remains: how many sweets did Hannah eat?